Last time on Mystery D8.
A door that's not just dark, but seemingly made of shadow, poofs into existence in the center of the room. It opens, and another dwarf wearing dark robes and a demon mask steps through.
Dude, what?
This demon dwarf unfurls a scroll and mumbles something in dwarvish. Gretchen, you see your two companions blink out of existence. Like, you aren't able to tell your legs you don't want to go through this door. You are walking.
So we're rested,
I guess.
Yeah, so on a long rest, I guess I'm gonna talk you guys through this a little bit. Zach, you can just ignore me.
Will do.
You get all your HP back.
Hooray.
If you've gotten hit. You get all your spell slots back if you've used any.
Hooray.
Which only applies to Zach for now. And if there's any abilities that are like, you can use this X times per rest, mm-hmm. or once per day or something like that, like, you get your healing pool back.
Yeah.
Zach gets his uses of...
Inspiration.
Yeah, Bardic Inspiration back. Tyler, I don't think you have any of that shit yet.
I sure don't.
You will, bud.
Yeah.
Okay. So is everyone all good there? Ready to go to level up town?
Yep. Yeah.
I am good there.
Okay. So, Zach, I'll let you just do yours and then tell everyone how it went.
Okay.
Because I assume you know how to do this. And for the other two of you, the first thing you're going to do is, do you see your hit dice on your character sheet?
No. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay. So... what's going to happen next is to increase your max HP. You can either roll whatever the hit die is to add to your HP, or you can just take half. But you can't roll, see it was a shitty roll, and then take half. You have to decide, I'm going to play it safe and just take half, or you can say, I'm going to swing for the fences and see if I can get a bunch here.
Oh, I take half of my hit dies?
Half, if, I don't know what yours is. Is what, yours what, like a D10?
I have a D10.
So you can either roll that D10 or take 5.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I have a D8, so I'm just going to take 4.
Okay.
I'm going to roll.
Okay. Yeah. Roll for me.
Oh, I got 3.
Okay, well,
that's
what happens.
That's what happens.
So you add that number, plus also your constitution modifier.
Okay. Where is that? So 1. Okay, so what did I have? 4 plus 1 is 5, 9 plus 5 is 14.
It's so frustrating to me that I really have to check that math, because earlier you said 3 plus 4 was 10.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know what happened there.
And then for each of your hit dice, it's 1D whatever, so change that to 2D whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll do Tyler first, because I think it's a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
You get a cunning action.
Uh-huh.
And with your cunning action, you can choose to dash, disengage, or hide as a bonus action instead of a standard action.
Okay.
And that's all you get at level 2. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, that sucks.
But paladins get a few things.
See that? I'm looking at it right now. I didn't prep for this before the session.
No, that's cool. I'm going to talk you through it partially just for the sake of... If listeners are curious why you have certain things, they'll understand the things.
Yep.
So your lay on hands... Since your lay on hands is 5 times your level, your healing pool is 10.
Yeah, I did that part already.
Cool. You get to choose one of these fighting styles. So
see.
You can be defensive, a duelist, a great weapon fighter, or a protection style fighter.
I think just based on Gretchen's whole situation, I feel like she wants to do protection.
I think
she loves
that...
her friends, even if they think she's dumb.
Yeah, that sounds the most like her. And it's also probably the best tank move.
I think so. In our current party makeup, I feel like I just need to
skip every combo fully. Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Well, so I'm not gonna just use two-handed weapons all the time, and I don't think the defense is that good. So the protection is good.
So yeah, anytime that you're within 5 feet of an ally and they get attacked, is it melee attacked or just attacked in general?
So make sure that you can see attacks a target other than you that's within 5 feet of you. You can use your reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll. You must be wielding a shield.
Yeah, so you're pretty much locked into that shield for the rest of the campaign now. That's all right.
That's fine. I'm going to get cool shields, I think, right?
Nope.
Maybe I'm just going to throw a bunch of awesome two-handed weapons at you, and you're going to have to make a tough choice.
Be so upset.
And then so you also are now able to cast spells.
I don't think it's till level 3.
I'm looking at spellcasting. Oh, you're right. Second level.
Oh, I see that now. Okay.
Yeah, spellcasting isn't even your last thing. This level up is getting crazy.
Oh, no. God damn it. I got hosed.
Yeah, you did get hosed. I forgot how shitty Rogue Level 2 is. So spellcasting, you have two first level spells.
Okay.
There's a list of spells in the player's handbook that's like the paladin spells. I'll let you kind of check all those out in the off week. I don't want to sit here and listen to you read different spells.
What did you say? How many spells I get?
You get two first level spell slots.
Two first level spell slots. Okay.
And that spell slot doesn't mean the number of spells you know. It means like the number of spells you can cast per day.
Okay.
So you can cast two different level one spells or the same one twice, and then you're just like out of pimp juice.
Got it.
And you're going to have to know your spell attack bonus and your spell save DC for when you do that type of shit.
Okay.
Your spell attack bonus is your proficiency bonus plus your charisma modifier.
Okay.
So that's what, like 4, 5?
My charisma modifier is 1 and my proficiency is 2, so it's 3.
Okay, so 3.
Because those things don't go up at all as we level up, or what?
They will eventually. Okay. You get your first ability score improvement at level 4.
Okay, cool. So it's 3 then.
And your spell save DC is 8 plus that, so 11.
So you said 3 was my spell attack bonus?
Yes.
And my spell save DC was 8 plus that, so 11.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this is lame. I don't want to cast spells. What am I going to do with all these stupid spell slots? Well, what you can do is Divine Smite. If you land a melee weapon attack, you can expend one of your spell slots to do bonus damage. So if you expend a first level spell slot, that's 2d8 radiant damage, and then for each additional spell levels, like you'll get second level spells and shit eventually.
Oh.
It does an extra d8 for every extra level you go up.
Oh.
And if you are doing such an attack on an undead or a fiend, you get a bonus d8 on top of that.
Oh, sweet.
And that's Divine Smite, and that's it for your level up. Zach, what did you get?
All right, so other than some more HP, I'm definitely going to have to print a new character sheet because I got an ability called Jack of All Trades, which gives me half of my proficiency bonus rounded down to any skill check that does not use my proficiency. So I added 1 to a whole bunch of things, and I guess now that...
So now everything that you weren't proficient in before, you're halfway proficient in now.
Yeah, so I have a +1 to that, and will until we get to, like, 4 for our proficiency bonus. Let me make sure I actually said that right. I want to make sure that was either ability versus like skill checks. And I got a new spell slot for first level. I got I learned a new spell, but I'm not sure which one that is quite yet. And I got this ability called Song of Rest, which gives everyone, if we're taking a short rest, everyone who can hear me, an extra 1d6 of HP that they can recover.
Ooh.
And that'll go up when I hit level 9 to a d8. So that'll really make sense at level 9.
It'll make more sense when you guys do a short rest, but you haven't really needed to yet.
Right.
So that's it for level up time. The first thing you notice when you awake is the smell, like rotten eggs. The next is the color palette, lots of reds, oranges, and shadows, like autumn, but scary. You notice stalactites and stalagmites all around in the distance, and you can hear screaming. There's no mistaking it, you're in hell, or at least a plane that is hell-esque. See, this is a great example of you can tell when I write drunk and when I write not drunk. I get a little more playful when I'm writing these drunk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're much angrier and darker when you're drunk. You fucking all hate yourselves.
No, I've wanted to send you guys to hell since we just had started coordinating this.
Says something about you, I think.
It says something, well, I think it says something about a man the friends he keeps.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
A welcome party rolls up on you right away, thinking
a
you
easy.
What up, guys? Welcome to hell. It's the
Let me finish.
It's the shit.
Can I finish?
We were gonna keep going for a little bit, and then I guess if you wanna jump in.
No, you guys give me the point when you're ready for me to say the next series of words.
I'm ready.
Okay, thinking you easy prey is the end of that sentence.
We just murked a fool, and now we gotta murk some more fools?
What up, easy prey? Oh, sorry, I'm not easy prey. You've confused me with someone else.
I shouldn't have made Zach get high. I'm sorry.
Wait, was it your idea?
I mean, it wasn't my idea, but I feel like I was the it was my fault. How about that?
I learned from watching you, so if that if that's valid. Oh no, I'm good. What's all right? Are we fighting these dudes?
Yeah. So these things are like kind of like shitty little, I guess like a hell troll sort of.
Okay.
They're like furry and kind of go back and forth between being bipedal and quadrupedal.
Okay.
And they've got, like, a totally fucked up face and grill.
And, oh, so do I.
And so, but they're like, definitely a hard charge, like, they want to kill us.
Yeah, they're making, like, gross, angry noises at you.
I assume I cannot understand this language.
Let me check their language listing.
Is it giant?
Is it abyssal?
No.
Is it abyssal? That's a good question, because it might be.
Wait, does one of you speak abyssal?
No.
Not me.
I don't. I was
what have you asked about? I thought you
why
guys
knew. Why just not guess? I thought we were all guessing.
Well, no, you're actually, you're right. It is abyssal, but I was pretty sure you didn't speak it, so nope. I wasn't going to tell you what it was.
No, fair point. I hate to be this guy, but did we have a long rest? Did getting transported to hell, was it so restful?
We did do a long rest.
So we're waking up, we're kicking.
Yeah, you're level 2 and long rested.
All right, mm-hmm. Sweet.
I noticed that Tyler was a good D&D boy and posted his updated character sheet, but no one else did.
I totally posted my updated one. Did I not?
Last time I checked, like 15 minutes ago, you were still level 1.
I did not post my updated one. You're right.
I've trapped you in a lie, it seems.
You were correct.
You've seen
I don't know why I thought I did it right.
All right, so Tyler, tell us, what is the first thing we do in a combat situation?
We roll for advantage.
No, buddy.
That's pretty good. No, nope.
I know. I know what it is.
Mary, take it.
I was. So
it's initiative
sure.
time.
That's what I just said, isn't it?
You said advantage, dude.
Oh well, I was so close.
Tyler, don't play high. You're killing me.
So that's close. Pretty good, dude. That's pretty close.
Oh no, I got 2.
Did you add the number to it?
I don't have a number.
You gotta have.
Is that you don't have a number, or that your number is 0?
My number is +0.
Sucks, 5 + 2 = 7.
Farron?
14.
All
right. Where does the initiative modifier come from?
Dex.
It's just your dex mod.
Yeah, I'm at 0. Yeah.
So first is the Dretches. That's what these weird little fiends are called.
I'm picturing Rachel Dratch from SNL.
I just thought of that too.
Rachel Dretch.
She's scary in her own way.
Oh,
you guys are mean.
I'm doing word association. Sam's mean.
I can only ever remember her as the character Little Blue Dude from 30 Rock. I'd like that Little Blue Dude. So good. All right, so the first one kind of waddles towards your group, and then it kind of leans one way and then the other and emits a fetid cloud.
Ah.
You've attacked us with farting demons.
Yeah.
You proud of yourself?
Oh, come on, man.
It's a well-balanced enemy, so.
It's a well-balanced diet.
There's a 10-foot radius cloud of disgusting green gas extends out from the dredge.
Oh.
Gross.
I didn't even invent this enemy. It's in the monster manual.
Are we disgusting?
So are we within its whatchamacallit? It's stench cloud?
Yeah.
It's fetid cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it waddled up to you first.
Oh, so it could stanch bomb.
Gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the meantime, its other two friends are coming at you as well. I think one will attack Farron and one will attack Gretchen.
Nice.
So first off, coming at Farron with it's trying to bite at you. A 16.
Oh, that'll hit.
And that'll deal 2 piercing damage. And now it's going to slash at you with its shitty claws. 7 to hit.
7 is not going to do.
All right. So you're going to get... Gretchen, you got the same 1-2 punch coming your way.
Okay, I'm ready.
21.
That does hit, yes.
For 2 piercing damage.
Ouch, okay.
And then a 14.
That does not hit.
Cool beans. And that is it for the Dretch's turn. And next up is Farron. As you prepare yourself for your brave attack, whatever it may be.
It was going to be running away, but yeah, sure.
You're hit with dat stank, and I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
I thought as much. An 8.
An 8, okay. You don't feel so great right now.
Okay. You drank that poopy mead, didn't you?
Ew.
Well, you know, you forget. Sometimes you're just holding something and you just, you know, it's just muscle memory at that point.
Sick.
And what are you going to do with your turn?
Oh, I just feel bad?
There are other things happening, but I'm not going to tell you right away what they are.
All
right,
fair enough. So I'm standing in a poop cloud. I've already failed this con check. Maybe I waited out in this poop cloud. But, let's do, I'll help the friends out. I'll cast Fairy Fire around the group.
I love that.
So
please
I'll
don't light this stank cloud on fire.
It's not fire.
It's Fairy Fire.
Yeah, it's just like neon lights. Okay, but that's a dex save from everybody, Sam. That's 14
is,
DC.
Is that like a cube type situation?
It's a 20-foot cube, that's exactly right.
So you're able to orient it so it hits them and not your friends?
I assume so. If they're all kind of in front of me or farting around.
We have a 3, a 13, and a 20.
All right, so that's 2 fails. So those guys are going to be highlighted in... I don't know, just yellow. Let's keep it with the Coldplay theme. Let's do yellow light.
So that's from the pre-roll, so the audience won't understand that reference, but that's okay.
They don't need to know about my Coldplay.
All right, so the one that attacked Farron and the one that dropped a mad fart are both glowing yellow.
All right.
Gross.
And that takes us to Gimble.
Gimble.
Do I have to give you a constitution saving throw?
You do.
So that's a d20 plus my constitution saving thingy?
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, that's not good. 4.
Yeah, your tumbly is feeling grumbly and wumbly.
Ooh. WebMD says you have cancer.
Yeah, can I get out of this cloud? I don't want to be here right now.
So if you... Oh, well, I guess they didn't attack you. So yeah, you could just scamper on out of that cloud.
Great. I'm going to scamper back like a little bit away out of that cloud.
Okay. Are you going to do anything else?
Am I allowed to?
Yeah. You have a bow, I think?
I do.
Or you could also choose to throw a dagger.
Oh, no. I didn't know that I was allowed to leave and also attack. I would love to attack with my short bow. Yes.
So generally speaking, you can take a move action and also an action.
Okay, great.
So
great.
Moving up to whatever your speed is.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to move out of that stank cloud.
Sure.
I'm going to whip out my short bow.
Mm-hmm.
And has anybody taken damage yet on the Rachel Drash side?
Nope.
None of the Dretches have been hit.
Okay, none of
but
the Dretches.
But two of them are glowy.
But Farron, you're currently engaged. Okay, well, you probably have less hit points. I'm going to shoot at the one attacking Farron.
Okay.
So, let's see here. Roll that d20 is a 10, plus 4 is 14.
You have advantage.
Oh.
You do have advantage because it's yellow.
Oh, well then 11, so 15.
That's a hit.
Hooray! And so 1d6. Do you like how I have to narrate all my moves?
No, it keeps it transparent.
I think it's helpful at first, at least. It's got to be plus something, right?
Yeah.
Whatever your dex mod is.
What? My dex mod?
1d6 plus dex mod should be the damage on that, I think.
1d6 plus 2 piercing. Yeah.
Okay.
So 4...
Is your dex mod 2?
I guess.
Probably. I bet your dex mod's 2.
Let's check it out. It is. Hey, look at that.
How about that?
So...
Great.
What do I have here? 4 and 2 is 6.
Okay. You shoot the Dretch. I'm not going to call the Dretch Rachel Dretch. You guys can keep doing that, but I'm not going to do that. You shoot the Dretch in the shoulder, and it goes...
Okay.
That might mean something in Abyssal, but you don't speak Abyssal.
Sure.
So...
Sure.
It probably just means fuck, I would think.
And that takes us to Gretchen. I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
All right. That is a 10.
Man, you guys like these farts.
I just love huffing them.
We are big
farts.
Old scrubs. All of our like skill checks are just down the toilet.
Those are saving throws, Chan.
Well,
but all right.
Whatever.
They're different things as defined by the rules of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons.
What can I say to that, you know?
You can say that I'm a loser.
Yes.
All right. So I did that. And
yeah.
My tumbly's rumbly.
It sure is.
All right. What do we have? I'm going to hit one of the Dretches. Dretches? Dretch?
It's both.
Which one
both
is
ways.
It?
Which one do you want to hit?
I think it's actually Fran Drescher.
I want to hit the injured one with my Warhammer.
Okay.
Yeah, so attack. Oh no, that's a 7. That's a 1. That's a 12.
A 12 hits?
Yay.
All right.
All right.
Do I get advantage on that roll, though?
You did.
You do.
So can I roll again in case I get a crit?
Go for it.
I got better. I got 19, so I hit it extra good now.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, so this is 1d8 plus 3 bludgeoning, is that right?
You would say it on your character sheet.
It says it on mine. Well, the other ones are all 1d6, so I got a little confused, but I think that's right.
But that's because we're weaker than you.
I didn't even roll damage this time. What are you guys talking about?
There's my d8. There's one. Okay.
One of the dretches rolled a d6, but I don't think you guys know that.
What is that? Oh, it's only a 1, so it does 4 damage.
Okay. Having taken 4 damage, it makes the same noise as last time, but at 2/3 the volume.
Okay.
It's like, eh.
It's like a burp, really.
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. They are going to swarm Gimbal.
Oh, come on.
I have a quick question. Now that I have spells, are those count as like actions? So I can't like attack and do a spell in the same turn?
So most spells take an action. It'll say a bonus action if it only takes you a bonus action. So you can take an action and a bonus action on the same turn. But your attack is an action, and most spells are actions, so you can only do one or the other.
Okay. Can I do a bonus action now, or is it too late? I just won't. It's fine. I'll do it later.
No. Go ahead and try.
Okay. I'm going to... Well, no, because now it's basically informed by what just happened, so I feel like that's cheating, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Good guy, Mary. Good guy, Mary.
That's an integrity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so they're going to swarm Gimbal.
Do I get an attack of opportunity? How are we laid out? Because Gimbal ran away last turn.
Yeah, so they run right past you and Gretchen, but your tummies are too wumbly to take attacks of opportunity.
Oh, okay.
You feel like maybe you can't take reactions.
Oh, the only reaction I have is retching.
So yeah, they're coming up on Gimbal now.
Bummer.
I'm going to roll all 3 bite attacks at once just to kind of keep this rolling.
Well, they're going to bite him.
Ooh, that's a 12.
Does not hit.
And a 20.
Well, it sure does.
And a crit.
I guess that one hits too, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Bitch extra good.
I'm gonna die in hell.
That's a total of 11 piercing damage.
Oh my god, I only have 3 health left, you guys.
Oh no.
Okay, well now they're gonna claw at you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
I'm dead.
You gotta dodge it, dude.
Ooh, baby. A 12, a 20, and a 21.
What the fuck do you want from me? The same thing as last time, asshole.
They only have a +2 on attack. I don't know.
He's
I don't know what to tell you.
He's killing him.
Okay, so the damage is a d6, and you have 3 HP left. So if I roll snake eyes, you're still up.
That's certainly not going to happen.
You can do it. You can do it.
I would say there's roughly a 1 in 36 chance that it happens.
God damn it.
Ooh. Let's just show this to the camera.
What is it? That's a 6 and a 5.
I'm on 11.
God damn it.
Great.
We'll get to learn about death saves.
Yeah, Gimbal, you hit the deck.
God damn it.
I'll remember you. Or I won't. I don't know. It's been a pretty weird day.
You think that maybe they didn't have much respect for your fleeing tactic? That's what you think as you cough and sputter and fall.
Don't tell me what I think, asshole.
And we got Sam. Did you just house a bunch of vodka?
It's water, dude. I can't drink and DM at the same time anymore. It's bad for me.
I was gonna hope you were. Even if you were gonna drink and DM, you weren't gonna just like house a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Just gonna check if you're
okay. Yeah, I've found that when I drink and DM at the same time, I'm much too generous with my players, and that's how you end up with equipment that's too dope that later I have to figure out if I can nerf.
Fair enough.
But now Farron is up.
Well, you know what. We got these 3 dudes blocked. Do I have any?
I have, like, healing shit if you want to try to kill some stuff.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of healing, too. I'm just not going to do it yet, because he won't die this turn, most likely. So it's
thanks.
Like, yeah, he'll be fine. So,
Well, Zach knows the rules, so he knows that it doesn't happen on the first turn. I guess, well, technically the Dretches could continue to attack him.
If you wanted to be a real dick, you could definitely just go at him. In which case, there's nothing I can do. Like, you know, nothing I can do.
So you may as well just leave me either way. You cold, cold bastard.
I've only known you for, like, 7 hours. I think, if anything, I'm a little bit more into me right now. Although I did try to give you advantage in your last round, which I think is pretty nice of me.
And I shot the guy attacking you.
You sure did, man. We're a great team.
You guys are doing really great.
It's a shame one of you is going to die.
Fucker.
Okay. I am going to cast... You know what? Actually, fuck it. I'm just going to try to stab one of the outlined guy who is in front of me.
Well, there is none. They all ran past you.
But the guy who's previously wounded.
Yeah, so the one that had been in front of me,
the guy with an arrow sticking out of him.
That's the one. So yeah, I was going to swing at him with my rapier. I guess poke at him with my rapier. 15.
Okay, yeah, that's a hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Right on, 1d8 plus 3. 7.
Yeah, he exclaims, "Gah!" Oh, actually, I forgot something. Can you roll a constitution saving throw for me?
Yep. A 6.
Okay. Yeah, you still feel queasy.
I bet. And then I'm going to use my bonus action to...
Ooh, feeling a little too queasy for a bonus action, actually.
Oh, I tried.
No bonus actions? Oh, no.
I wanted to inspire you, but, you know, I just don't feel
like
it. Sorry,
Tyler, you're going to die.
I can't inspire myself right now. How can I inspire anyone else? But yeah, then that's my turn.
You did a very good job.
Thanks, Mary.
No problem.
So next up is Gimbal. And so what we're doing now is what are called death saving throws. So basically you just roll a d20.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's 10 or above, that's one thumb up. If it's 1 to 9, that's one thumb down. And if you get 3 thumbs down, you're dead. If you roll a 1, that's 2 thumbs down. If you roll a natural 20, you just wake up with 1 HP.
I rolled a natural 20.
No yes! shit!
Yeah, for real. All
right.
Thank God.
One.
Cool.
He's stable.
You have 1 HP and you're surrounded by enemies, dog. It's going to be great.
Just keep being dead. Just keep acting like you're dead.
Yeah, you might want to just lay there.
Just stay down.
That was a good time for a crit. Well played.
All right.
Next up is Gretchen.
Hello. Do I need to do a saving throw?
You do.
Okay. Oh, that's not very good. What's my modifier for that? Dang, on 8.
Wait, what are you doing?
I was checking my constitution modifier.
Oh, okay.
So I got an 8.
You're still queasy.
So queasy.
Did you know that the DC on this save is very low?
I believe
Yeah, I'm guessing that's accurate. All right, I'm going to hit one with my warhammer.
Nice. Hit a shiny one.
The shiny one.
Which shiny one?
The injured one.
Okay.
You need to kill at least one of these boys because it's just too much.
Kill the boss, take their place.
Well, that's a 1. But I have advantage, right?
You do have advantage.
You can do better than that, I believe in you.
That is 22.
Oh, so much better.
That's better.
I would rate that as somewhat better.
That's somewhat better. Okay, 1d8. That's 10 damage.
Oh, champion.
Yeah, this is something I want to try to do. When you guys get kills, I want you to describe them. How do you kill this guy?
I smash his head in with my hammer. I go up, I see Gimbal's getting beat up, and I'm just like getting full of rage. I just smash him and his head goes crumple. And does he make a noise? Does he go what?
Well, it's the way that his skull pops is like bleh, and stuff squirts out of his ears and it's gross.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm never gonna kill anything in this campaign. At this point, I think I'm just gonna try to go through the whole thing now.
Yeah, your rapier attack put him at 1 HP.
Damn it.
Oh man, I crushed him really yeah. hard.
You crushed him very hard.
Very hard.
And now we're back to the dretches.
Because you said I couldn't do a bonus action, right?
Right.
Right, okay.
The first one is going to come at Gretchen.
Bring it.
Nope.
Get that out.
And a 13, that's also nope, I assume.
That is a nope.
And his only remaining companion, who's just wrought with anguish and frustration, lets out a mighty fart. And also, this area has like a green fetid cloud in it.
Great.
It's like the clumps over here.
Timely and relevant.
You guys remember 1999?
I do.
I don't know. I was doing a lot of hard drugs in 99.
That's cool.
Fourth grade was a rough time.
That's really cool.
That takes us to Farron. Con save, please.
All right.
How many dudes are left?
2.
Okay,
two
11. Early. 11.
Two of them?
11? It's like something about this, you've like gotten used to it. And you're just like... Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to think, what's a bad smell that when you smell it enough, it smells okay?
Like feet.
When your house smells like a litter box?
Yeah, whatever that is to you. Listener at home, think about what that smell might be for you. Write into us at, I haven't established an email yet. I guess you can send it to brisetuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. I haven't decided if I'm going to make a new Twitter and email or not. I'm definitely just going to keep using the old website,
sure.
though, because I don't feel like paying for another domain.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, do you think that you'll be able to handle the volume of email?
Well, I'll probably just hire someone.
Bigger servers.
Yeah.
If you need someone to do a Twitter account, I'm your lady, actually.
We should just start tweeting at celebrities really offensive things just to get traction. This podcast is going at Beyonce today.
See if I can get D-Trumpy to block me. That's kind of my goal, but I don't want to do my personal account.
Oh, I was gonna go the other way. I was gonna say, let's jump on that, like, Newtown false flag narrative.
No.
Like, start yelling at parents who are victims of a tragedy.
Okay, sorry. We were fighting these guys. I don't want to fight these parents or whatever.
Okay. We'll get back to the Twitter thing later. Maybe not when we're recording a podcast.
All right.
Where were we? Oh, Farron, you like the taste of this fart. You feel better. You feel like you could maybe even do an action and a bonus action in the same turn and also take reactions.
I am full of energy. All right. So we got two guys up, one guy shiny. I think gonna cast, Dissonant Whispers. So that's that wisdom save. But I'm gonna cast that on the non-shiny guy.
Sure.
And that's DC 14.
And this was wisdom?
Right.
That's a 15.
All right, so hold on, let me roll damage. You're going to take half of what I roll. All right, so you're going to take 6 psychic damage.
Okay. He doesn't make any grunts. I think, you know, this pain is an internal one, and he doesn't know how to react to it.
Fair enough.
I've never really been sure how psychic damage works. I like to think that it just makes you sad.
Oh. Yeah, he starts listening to some Coldplay and The Scientist. But I'm going to use my bonus action to give some inspiration to Gretchen.
Thank you.
So Gretchen, in the next 10 minutes, can add a d6 to any d20 roll.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. So I just want to look over, kind of probably most likely over the now resurrected corpse of Gimble, and just give her like sort of an attaboy. You know, just like a quick recognition sort of nod of the head. Because she just blasted some cerebral matter all over the place, mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like, hey, attaboy.
I have, like, gross shit all over me, but I just kind of turn and give you a thumbs up.
Nice.
Thanks.
I like that during battle you're, like, this vicious orc, and then afterwards you're just like, hey, guys.
Hey, sorry about the killing. Yeah.
I can't help myself.
Was it 1d6 to a d20 roll?
Right. So, yeah, if you roll a d20 and then you don't know if you passed or failed, you can roll a d6 and just add the number.
All right. Cool.
That takes us to Gimble. Let me know what you think of this fart.
Give me that D20.
Barely clinging to life, like some sort of old person who is topically relevant.
Betty got White. Him. Got him.
Betty White's very spry.
But she's so lively.
So anyway, I rolled a 12.
Yeah, you feel great about this stank.
Okay, so, boy, they don't like retreating, but I sure do only have one health.
Go big or go home.
Don't retreat.
Well,
they'll fuck you up.
Hold on, but if I retreat, I can hide as a bonus action. What does that entail?
So basically, I guess I'm imagining in this hellscape there's some just random
crags,
you know, boulders and crags and stalagmites.
Yeah.
Wait, stalagmites? Yeah, those are the ones you could probably hide behind, and it would just be like you go over there and you give me a stealth check, and I would combat it with a perception check.
Hmm. Do I want to do that? I don't really want to be attacked. If I run away and don't hide, though, I'm definitely getting killed again.
Unless they don't go after you because I'm killing them.
Yeah. Zach has super strong opinions, but I don't want to metagame.
Dude, we'll avenge you, is all I'm saying.
So what you could also do that the Dretchers would really hate, but might still be your most tactical approach, is since you got your cunning action that you hate, you could stab one, and then since you like these farts, you could take a bonus action to disengage and flee. So you could get an attack and a runaway.
But then I wouldn't get to hide.
Then you won't get to hide, that's true.
Come on, man. You can't have it all.
And if you die, you can roll a different character. Like, one that's not exactly like Farron, like a different guy.
Are you trying to kill me?
No, we're just saying, if you die...
If you die, there's silver linings.
Wow.
We could probably like a warlock.
Yeah, Tyler, listen, if your character dies, we'll find someone else to be a third on the podcast or a character.
Unbelievable.
That person could roll a rogue that has dex as their highest stat. I don't know.
I'm feeling so attacked right now, you guys. In-game and out-of-game.
Do something with your turn.
Yeah, that's better, but start.
Okay, fuck you guys. I'm going to try to run away and hide, because you can all eat my asshole.
Okay. Yeah, so you run, and you disengage, I assume, first?
If I'm engaged, then yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, you guys are kind of all in a clump right now.
Okay, then I disengage.
You disengage, you run away, you hide behind a boulder. Uh-huh. Roll me a stealth check.
That's 20 plus my stealth.
Yes.
15.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you whether or not they know you're there.
Great.
That doesn't seem right. And that takes us to Gretchen.
Yes.
You're still in Fart Town, so give me a con save.
All right. That's an 11.
Man, you guys are all, you're all coming around on this.
Finally, statistically.
So into it.
We have no choice.
Reminds me of home.
Gross. Yeah, so okay. what are you going to do with this dope turn?
Oh, man, I'm going to, there's one glowy boy and one that's not glowing.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yarr. Correct.
All right, I'm going to hit the one that's glowing with my Warhammer. That's an 11, but I get advantage. So that's a 22.
Damn.
My little yeah, roll damage. All right. Let's see. If I have bonus actions that give me damage when I hit a melee attack, can I do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. I have a spell. It's a bonus action called Thunderous Smite. So the first time you hit with a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration, my weapon rings with thunder that is audible within 300 feet, so, and the attack deals an extra 2d6 thunder damage.
I think you have to cast that before you attack.
Do you think?
I think you do. But what you could do instead is use a Divine Smite.
I have that.
You do have that.
Right. Hang on. I wrote that down. Okay, yeah. I'm going to do that. So let me roll my initial attack. So I got... So that's 5 damage. If I do a Divine Smite, I get... Spend a spell slot to deal radiant damage in addition to weapon damage. So it's 2d8 damage in addition to the 5 I already did.
Mm-hmm.
Additional 1d8 radiant damage if it's a fiend.
Ooh, maybe it is. It is a fiend.
Yes. So I get 3d8. So that's 5. And then hang on. So that's 4 more. So 9. 4 more. So that's 13. 3 more. So 17.
Wait, was that including the initial 5?
Yes. I didn't roll super great on my extra damage.
No, you did great. And just make sure you keep track of the fact that you've spent a first level spell slot.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Cool. Yeah, this dude's looking mad woozy, but he's still up.
Dang it.
Come on, Farron, finish him off, buddy.
That's my kill, dude, for sure. Dude, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting my first kill.
Well, now it's the Dretch's turn.
Oh, come on, baby. Sweet baby Jesus.
And they want to know what Gimble's up to.
God!
So why?
Man, you should have just gone out in a blaze of glory like Goose.
So they're coming to hunt you down, but since your companions succeeded on their con saves, they can take attacks of opportunity now.
Oh, man, that feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. So each of you can make one melee attack. Do it in whatever order you want, and make sure you specify which one you're attacking.
Are they both within melee range of both of us?
In the picture I have in my head, they are.
Okay.
I feel like Farron's speedier than Gretchen's. I feel like he would naturally do the first one.
So the one that's still glowing is looking woozy?
Yeah, I hit him real hard.
Oh man, I kind of want to now stick to my absolute pass this campaign, but I also want that glory. So I gotta impress Tyler. I'm gonna go with the guy who's pretty woozy, yeah. Who's glowing. That is a 19.
That's a hit.
All right. That's for 5 damage.
Yeah, what weapon are you attacking?
A rapier. Rapier?
Oh, yeah.
I think people call them.
Usually. Yeah, how do you kill this thing with a rapier?
Yay! Oh, man.
You did it!
Oh, that feels so good, you guys. It feels
did
so
a murder.
Good. My first murder. I'm just going to go and sort of like daintily fencer style. Just going to go do like a quick jab like right in the eye. Then pop that guy out.
Brutal. And it's like not even looking at you because it wants Gimble bad. So it doesn't even see you coming when you stab it through its eyeball.
Got him.
I guess it sees you a little bit right at the end.
Right through the blind spot. You got it. Damn.
And then I say, gotta keep your eyes on the prize.
Yeah, so maybe with your infrequent kills, you just have to make sure you drop a catchphrase every time.
I think I won't have to think of that many catchphrases.
I mean, you're playing a support class, and your fairy fire did a lot of good stuff, so you don't have to worry about
it. It's very helpful.
You don't need to juice me up, you guys. I'm fine. Like, you don't have to give me that juice.
Okay, do I get to attack it now? So that one's dead, so I'm going to attack the other one.
I would recommend that, yeah. And this one is not glowing, so you don't get advantage.
Right. Please just kill this thing before it comes to eat me alive.
I don't know if I can kill it in one hit. We'll see.
And make Zach the happiest boy on the planet, I guess.
Okay, that's an 18.
Yeah.
That hits it? All right. That's a 9 for damage.
Yeah, you clonk him upside the head and he stumbles a bit, but he makes his way all the way to this rock that Gimble's hiding behind. And he knows that you're here, but he can't figure out how because this thing is very dumb. And it kind of picks up the edge of the rock and lifts it and looks under it. And you are not there because that's not how things work. And then it puts the rock back down and it bellows with a fury.
Nice.
What does that sound like?
Like that, just longer.
Wait, I
can't sustain that. My diaphragm isn't strong enough to sustain that noise.
It's like I'm there.
Quick question. How much damage did Gretchen do to this thing?
Nine.
Okay, all right.
Right, well, nine that turn. I think Farron did a psychic blast to it previously.
I did a gentleman's six damage.
Psychic damage, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay.
And then that takes us to Farron.
All right. How's this thing looking?
It's looking stumbly and bumbly as opposed to rumbly and wumbly or whatever I said before.
Fair enough. All right, do I go for the glory?
Do you have a catchphrase lined up?
Oh, no, I already burned my one good catchphrase.
Well, it was very situational. So I feel like you have to trust yourself that whatever kill you get, you're going to be able to come up with something based on.
I'll just only have to, like, stab people in the easiest to catchphrase places. Yeah, you know what? I'll go with this guy with my rapier. That is a 24.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That feels great. And that is 8 piercing damage.
So, might I suggest you stab him in the back and say, watch your back?
I was going to say stab him in the neck and be like, shouldn't have stuck your neck out.
I was going
to... All right, do better than us now.
I'm going to go just right through the back of the neck and pull out and be like...
Protect your neck.
I was just going to say...
He's freezing. Oh my god, he's freezing.
We took all the good ones already.
I just say... you're bad. You're bad. I just pull it out. I didn't think two would happen at once. I've been thinking of this the whole time we started the fight.
I look over and I say, it's okay, it's a classic line.
Thank you. You're gonna need to revisit some Bard College materials.
So I'm proud of you guys for winning this fight, but I just want you to know that the online resource that I use to kind of balance encounters rated this as a difficulty of medium.
Yep.
Well, nobody actually died.
That's true.
Can I heal Gimble?
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to come stumbling out, just, like, weeping. Just weeping openly. Okay? And horrific. I go over, and I just throw my little self around Gretchen's big armored shin, and hugging the shin, and just saying, I saw something out there, okay? I don't know what it was. I've lived my life in kind of a weird, on-the-edge way. Never really... You know, I told you I believed in Dol Ara earlier. I never even heard of Dol Ara. Yeah. But honestly, I'm going to read that book.
What?
Because I had an experience, you guys.
You're going to read my book?
I'm going to read cover to cover. I don't know what's going on. We're in hell. I died in hell and saw something even worse. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for all of everything that you've done.
Gretchen kind of cheer up a little bit. She's like, no one's ever read my book. And then I lay on hands and I heal him for 10.
Hooray.
That's a great character moment.
Gimble, yeah. What exactly did you see? And be as specific as possible.
Okay, I'm sure I will totally get credit for anything that might come out of this story. So when I died and I thought that I would just kind of wake back up because we're already in hell. But instead, everything was freezing cold. And dark and damp. Not hot and dry or flamey at all, but just super freezing. And there were things out there. Things whispering to me in the dark.
Were they saying nice things?
Not nice things, Gretchen.
Huh.
You were down for like 20 seconds.
It felt like an eternity.
You went to double hell? You
apparently.
Somehow went to a kind of double hell.
Yeah.
You like die in hell.
Right. So, I don't know. I never
Well, if you die in hell, you die in real life.
Thanks.
Right.
But do you think that this is hell, actually?
I don't, maybe... These are questions I honestly don't want to ponder, okay?
This
I don't want to get into
Phoenix,
metaphysical
Arizona. Well, do you think they went to double hell? I point to the dead corpses.
Maybe. It's not that part's not in my book, I don't know.
You should write this down. You can publish a book on double hell. You know what? I'll do it. I'll take it. I got it.
Okay, yeah, just, you know...
You hear a noise that sounds like...
Well,
and your discussions about theology are interrupted by two demonic creatures.
Oh, God damn it.
Thank you.
thanks everybody for listening. Who are these new demon creatures approaching our heroes, and what else is in store for them here in hell? Find out next week on Mystery D8.